And Corby, we're going to be joined now by a guy that used to work a lot for the Hardline, and he used to report for you guys from time to time. And he apparently is out here at Cowboys training camp, and I don't think he's going to join us in person this morning, but he's on the phone with us now, and apparently he's got an interview for us ready to go in the can. Joining us on the ticket hotline is Microphone Johnson. Are you with us, Microphone?
Yeah, do you have me there, Miller Man?
Yeah, we got you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just about 10 feet from your broadcast location. I think I'm coming on over there.
Well, why are you on the phone?
Just come on over.
Well, I've been watching y'all for the past hour or so and sitting a few feet away, but I didn't know if you wanted me over there or not.
Well, I guess we'll just keep you on the phone at this point. Hey, you know, Corby from the Hardline is here. Remember, you used to... Oh, you coming over? Oh, well, here he is.
How y'all doing?
Hey.
Oh, jeez. You all right there?
Yeah, we're fine. How are you?
How you doing, old Gib?
Okay.
See, now, I like you. You're good people.
You know,
yeah?
Because
when you made all your broadcast money, you moved on out to the country.
Yeah.
You didn't set up house in some old gentrified hipster enclave like like this Miller guy here.
Yeah. Yeah, you clear your throat an awful lot.
Started buying all them pesticide-free laundry detergent, everything the Miller does.
You all right?
What are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
Well, we understand that you interviewed...
You ain't no hammer, that's for sure, Corby.
We understand, Microphone, that you interviewed a famous Dallas Cowboy for us.
Yeah, and I'll talk to Jeb about it. I ain't got too much to say to you about that. Okay. But
why won't you look me in the eye?
Because you ain't no hammer. You hauled off and pulled out that scimitar and ran it right through his back, didn't you, Corby?
Yes, I did.
You sure as hell did. No, but I'm trying to get back into broadcasting, so I got a media credent and went out there and interviewed a famous cowboy.
Okay, who'd you talk to?
I don't know, but he's black and thin. Does that help you out any?
Well, I guess, kinda.
And I don't want to say whether or not I think this is a pretty good interview, but
are you?
What's wrong with you?
I think it's pretty good.
All right, well, let's give it a listen.
All right, here comes Microphone Johnson interview in 3, 2, 1, and 1.
Interview for a second for the radio.
Yeah, that's fine.
Microphone Johnson here, reporting on the Cowboys for the ticket. America's first and only original 96.7 FM AM.
Gross.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing well. Well, I say well, but the other morning I woke up with this rumble in my innards. And I had liquid butt like you wouldn't believe. Apparently I'd gotten a hold of a bad pulled pork sandwich the night before from some old guy I found on the street.
That's never good, man.
Anyway, I'm kind of rambling. It's, how do you like the training camp?
So far, so good, man. I'm just enjoying the perfect weather.
Who is pretty this?
Good fishing weather out here.
How
you ever go? You ever go fishing?
Yeah, I'm from Louisiana, baby. The bayou, so yeah.
Ever run into Amos Moses down there?
I can hear you. Say that again.
Ever run into Amos Moses down there?
No, not at all.
You know, that reminds me of this little week I was at this bait and tackle shop down the road a piece. And I pick up on this girl, and unfortunately I misjudged her age.
That happens sometimes.
And we're pretty much getting after it back behind this dilapidated John Deere tractor in the back. And anyway, her dad come busting through.
That's never good, man. Sorry about that.
Turned out she's about 60. I thought she was about 40.
Happens to the best of us, I guess.
Her 80-year-old dad didn't want her doing stuff like that without a tube or something nearby.
Hey. like next time. I got to go in for me.
How was training camp?
Good.
Okay. And then that some bitch ran away from me.
We understand. We're being told by Cowboy officials that that was wide receiver LaDainian Washington.
Yeah, I knew you were some kind of messed up name like that.
Messed up?
Well, what kind of name is LaDainian?
Well, it's what his parents gave him.
That sounds like a devil kid's name.
Well, microphone, it's good to see you and hear from you again.
I appreciate that, Jib Jib. And,
you need to take some, I don't know, Robitussin or something.
Hey, Hammer Killer, why don't you turn off your mic? I hate to be a bother to you guys, but can one of you guys give me a ride back to Dallas?
Well, we're flying.
We're flying.
All right, then.
That's Microphone Johnson.
Oh,
up next, we'll talk to Cowboys kicker Dan Bailey.